What's your clinical experience in terms of sort of the quality of life patients have both with sunitinib and sorafenib? What are the side effects that you find in a sort of dose limiting?
The general sense is that, and I think it's fair, that sorafenib is better tolerated than sunitinib. Second important observation we do is that, obviously, I mean, grade 1 and grade 2 toxicity are the majority of the toxicity, but it's very different to have grade 1 or grade 2 toxicity lasting for months and months than when you have this toxicity for chemotherapy for a few days. And at the end of treatment, I mean, you realize that fatigue is an important issue, diarrhea is an important issue, skin reactions are an important issue. And I would say that when you look at sunitinib, the most important toxicity, in my opinion, are fatigue and stomatitis, little diarrhea. When you look at sorafenib, it's hand foot skin reaction and diarrhea, which are the prominent toxicities. And many patients complain about these toxicities.
Anything that's useful to prevent the hand-foot syndrome or manage it?
It's certainly important to prevent. There are different strategies to prevent, specific cream and so on. I think the best way to prevent is to adapt the dose and foot skin reaction and not to wait too much. I mean, if you start to have grade 2-3, you have to decrease the dose or to stop for 1 week or two, and then it's resolved. The worst thing to do is to continue and say to the patients, don't worry, because then it's going to be worse and it's really painful. We don't know exactly about drugs which are going to prevent these side effects. For example, we use widely in France, and I've started in my institution, cholestyramine to treat diarrhea for sorafenib. It works quite well. So we have some small measures which help, but there is no real preventive. I think there is here a very important scientific question. When we use this multi-targeted agent, we need to know for each side effects which is the receptor which is involved in these side effects and to see which of the side effects is necessary for the activity of the drug. And when you look at all these multi-tyrosine kinase inhibitors, they almost all target the same receptors, but the safety profile differs from one to the other. So it's probably due to the affinity, which is different for one receptor to another one. After many years of using these agents, my personal opinion is that we are going in the future to combine only one inhibitor of one receptor, selective receptor, and combine one or two of these drugs instead of giving large multi-targeted agents. And I think the time when we were thinking that it was very good to have very, very wide multi-targeted agents is going to change based on the toxicity profile.